Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here. Bravo, checking in on the madness.
I can't believe Dancing with the Stars. I can't believe it's still around, number one. And
I can't either. It's unbelievable.
It's almost like, to me, my baby girl, Teresa, is too high up for Dancing with the Stars, but I guess not. She's actually on a pretty decent cast. I know she belongs there, but in my eyes, she's a queen, you know, so.
Yeah,
but I think maybe in season one or two.
Yeah, I think that it does belong.
Yeah, it is.
Belongs.
Good for her. Must be driving Melissa Gorga crazy, but it is only on streaming.
Did Melissa Gorga not
it's not
it?
On TV
like
anymore.
Did Dancing with the Stars, didn't
no.
she? Did I make that up?
Oh, maybe she did. Oh, maybe she did.
No, maybe not. Maybe I'm making that up.
Jesse James Decker is on
like
that. Isn't that funny?
I guess she wasn't.
Can't get rid of her. I thought I almost can envision her on there.
Did
maybe
I
she's Sheena.
Yeah, I think I.
Because if she was, Teresa shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, you're right. No, she wasn't. I don't know where I got that from. Yeah, I don't understand that show. I don't know how people watch it continually. And it's always like every year. Again, this is one of those things like The Bachelor. It's in my face. I know who's on Dancing with the Stars. I haven't watched Dancing with the Stars since like the first season, but somehow I know.
I wonder how much money. Wayne Brady, who is a favorite of mine, he's on there. And they had some other pretty decent people. Yeah. Jordan Sparks, even though Jordan Sparks is not really around, she's still got some. She still seems kind of relevant. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like artists have a superior advantage because even though Jordan Sparks isn't a dancer, she probably has to like somehow what move on stage.
Move around.
You know?
Yeah. I still can never get over how she dated Jason Derulo and how he's TikTok has made him relevant and how he's such a dirtbag. Cheated on that pretty girl with the pretty curly hair and
yeah,
the
you still
blue
care
eyes.
About Jason Derulo.
I'm obsessed with them. I can't believe he did this to her. Just blind.
That's funny.
Seemed like a nice little life, but yeah. I know. Okay, and then let's see what else. Oh, Jan. God, I'm trying to open my notes here because I can't think of her name. Pigtails. From Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yes.
Her ex-husband died.
I saw.
It's that took me that was a hit. That was it. I took a
was
hit
it?
There for a second. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just when these husbands are starting to die and
yeah,
it just makes me laugh.
The first
I just don't want us
down.
To all start dying. And how she's such a good guy and we talked before he died and it's like he locked you in a closet, I thought.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Just when you die, you're the person on the whole planet.
Hey, you know, you want to go out.
That's what happens.
Nice, right. You're the best. All right. We got to talk about these episodes. What do you want to
okay. Let's start real quick. Did you watch the Paris show real quick?
Okay. Oh. I did. I thought it was okay. It really bothered me that there was like loud. It felt like Bravo does this sometimes. Music was playing throughout the entire episode, like over them talking to the point where it's like, is this a montage or a scene I'm supposed to care about? I don't know why they do that. Like they weren't
I don't
letting,
like it.
They weren't letting these people, you weren't letting it breathe to the point of like where you're actually digesting who they were because it felt like with the music, you shouldn't care. I don't know.
Don't Selling Sunset. I would rather hear their little feet hit the cobblestone streets of Paris than hear some dumb music.
I wanted it a little like, I think it's going to be interesting though. I was intrigued.
I do too.
I'm not sure what they're going to do with
it. If we didn't do this podcast, I never would have watched it in 100 years, but since we do, I did. And I really was pleasantly surprised. All these girls are from America, right? And they come to Paris. They seem, the one girl's coming out of the closet, didn't expect that because I thought she wanted to bone the neighbor after asking him for toilet paper. I was like, oh, who would ask a hot guy next door for toilet paper? But she has girls. And then the one girl popping out a cigarette, talking to her dad. at first I hated her. Then she's smoking a cigarette. Like, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I was just like, oh, I like this girl. Now she's a little fun, to, you know, and their little Thanksgiving dinner. No, I was way more intrigued than I thought I would be. But I think we're the only people that watch it on Bravo.
Yeah, I'm not sure about, it seems like they were promoting the heck out of it. So yeah, maybe it'll, I don't know.
It's almost like a little documentary. I don't know. It's kind of fun. I like to see these girls really taking life by the horns, moving to Paris, getting the hell out of Texas, wherever sad town she said she was from.
Yeah.
Living life. She went to the Harvard of the Parsons School of Fashion in Paris. I mean, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah. I thought it's cute. I don't know what it's going to give us, but
right.
I think it's worth a, worth a watch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the little, like, it didn't feel like a little, like the New Yorker who's French, who's with the French man. Like, some of that felt like I was watching Emily in Paris, but like with characters.
The real,
like,
girl.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
I could see that.
Yeah, but I think it's cute.
Yeah, she was the least, like, gritty. She's at home making and acting like she can't open her door. It's a French door. You've lived there. You can't open it.
I know.
It's your house.
I think it's cute though. Yeah, I'll keep watching.
It was cute. I liked it better than I thought I would.
Yeah,
don't spoil your kids if you want them to freak on their own. What do you expect? You a mass apartment in Paris. You think she's going to try hard to survive? No.
Yeah.
Daddy's going to pay.
26 and still not paying bills. The ship has sailed.
26 seems young, doesn't it? I know. 32 to me seems like you're headed to Loserville. 26. I don't know why it still feels young now that we're 37, but
Don't I'm put 30. Me in
you're
the 36.
Sorry.
Leave me alone. Don't even try. Oh, that.
Sending our thoughts or whatever you would say to the poor families in 9/11. Still, just, I was 16 when that happened. You were 15. You're a young little girl, but I still, 21 years have passed.
I was just thinking that today, 21 years. I mean, that's entire generations of people born now who
unbelievable
past 9/11. Like, literally so one of the, it's so sad. It's terrible. It's just time flies by, and then that feel like moments like that, you know, like really traumatic stuff is so trapped in your brain.
Seems forever. Like yesterday.
Yeah, it's horrible. I think particularly for people who were in the Northeast, like, who, you know, like Dorian was like, could see New York City as a kid, you know, and like being in high school and seeing that. Oh, it's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. What do you want to begin with?
Yeah, we'll end with the grand finale of Erica, I guess. But yeah, sure. Okay. Hotlanta.
So you saw that She by Sheree designs were Shein clothes with.
Is it just that one gray outfit, or is it all of them? Because she did have quite
she had a lot of
variety, right?
Yeah.
Before I saw all the commotion online of that before I watched the show. So then I watched the show and I'm like, I think people are hating a little bit, right? I mean, that one outfit is a knockoff for sure. But
here's
everything.
I don't think she has an original. To go all the way back, I don't know why she's doing this, because other than she's fit and looks good in clothes, she has no design sense. So my point is, I think she's probably using designers that probably design for Shein, or she's outsourcing everything. Nothing is something that she is creating. So what's the point? Like, she's slapping her name on something to say she's finally done She by Sheree, but she's had no involvement in the process. Like, she got these designs the day of and had never seen them. So like, she doesn't know what's going on. So it's very possible she just outsourced it, and here we are.
Makes her look worse because everybody can find everything. Right.
Right.
Which she obviously did. She's not in there sewing away like Cinderella, right? Making
that's what I'm saying.
Not like the girl on Paris.
Everything is outsourced. So, you know.
Someone online said, why is she even doing that? She should have just done a workout DVD or stuff like that. Workout. She could have a whole workout app and people would I would be more apt to pay $5 a month to work out with Sheree every day than to buy her clothes.
I'd do that all day. Yeah. I don't know.
She could have shakes. I like Sheree. Interesting. Her and Tyrone. I thought that was funny. She was done. Good for her.
His walk in when he strolled in, it was such a prison walk. It was just great. I thought his outfit was hilarious. I mean, that whole situation, like that was such a like Atlanta event through and through. Just everybody who was there and the vibe of the place. I don't know. I honestly, and just the way they were acting during the show, I loved it. It was like
Kenya standing up. Kenya
hitting on the guy. I mean, all of that. That was great.
He was handsome.
Classic Atlanta behavior. Classic Atlanta event. I loved it as a finale. But it's a mess. Sheree's a mess.
And good for Kenya for getting into CVS. I liked how this was real small thing, but when God, I'm a brain dead today. Sonia grabbed her bag. The girl in the boot. The girl. Why can I think of her name?
Drew.
When Drew walked in wearing the boot and schlepping along into CVS, Sonia grabbed the bag she was holding. It was very sweet. It was very slight, but they all are really becoming friends. It was cute.
Yeah, I like seeing Kenya in CVS. I mean, listen.
That's Kenya, good money.
Kenya more hair care. That's like burned in my brain. So it's probably burned in a lot of other people's brains too. So they walk in, they see it. Here they go.
And Candy just made a good point. She's not have her products in CVS. Good for her. I thought that was cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Candy was happy for Sheree too. I thought she was like, I could see myself. It was very cute.
Yeah.
They've all known each other so long.
They really have. It was a good finale. What'd you think of Candy and her mom? I thought that was great discussing the succession plan. Mama Joyce wants to be on the trust.
She's right though. And if he dies, he's gonna be with somebody
You're
else. Like he's already
set
moving
somebody
right
somebody else
in.
Up with a lavish lifestyle. I loved that.
Is and Todd like that? I think he really loves Candy.
Yeah, but
who is Mama Joyce
can't get
ever
remarried?
No, they can't get remarried. I'm just joking. Depends on my age. Yeah. If I'm allowed to. On my last dying breath, I would tell Tyler, I'll haunt your ass. I mean, I don't know. If I was dying today, being healthy, I would hold
a
grudge.
I think if you're dying at a young age,
you can't expect
where you're
that.
Robbing people of an like of love in life. I think that's a selfish decision.
It is selfish, but you know,
going to
life's not fair. Yeah. No, I'm joking. You're
fair.
Dead. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really.
But
doesn't. But you gotta wait. You gotta wait like 2 years. At least.
I worked with this girl who ended up passing away from cancer, and I was kind of in denial about it. And she was my friend. I mean, I shouldn't say we worked together. She was my friend, and she went quick. And sometimes I just think, like, I wonder what she would think about just driving around seeing people and be like, I'm not probably gonna be, or if you go into a deep denial, or if you drive around, you're like, these people get to live and I don't.
Right.
It's just insane. I'd rather just get T-boned. Take me out. I do not want to die of an illness like that. I can't handle it. I'd have to have a driver and I'd have to be on Xanax, or I would just be nuts. I wouldn't be able to handle
the road.
It really.
Good.
I would be in trouble.
Yeah. Ugh.
But
I don't know how people do that.
I don't know where we're really coming up with. Oh, that talk. Mama Joyce to me is top tier television. She's
always
rocked this show from beginning to end. It's who she is. Candy seems so sweet. I don't know how she grew up with a mom like that and ended up.
She knows. She knows who her mother is. I just think like the thing I love about Mama Joyce is that she stands in her bullshit and like truly believes what she says. And like, she doesn't even think it's ever funny or ridiculous. Like, for her to just be like, if anybody else should be in the trust, it should be me, and like, dead ass, like, and she means it 100%. It's great.
There should be a way. But how do you stop Todd from spending it on a new girl? I don't know.
Yeah. I love Don Juan.
You can't worry
involved.
About stuff like that, I guess.
Yeah. They got Don Juan as like the executor. He's made it in the inner circle.
I'm surprised he's still around, but he really must be true to her, right?
Yes. 100%. Like, totally true.
Did you know someone, an employee shot another employee? It sounds like at Blaze Restaurant.
I saw restaurant. This. Yeah. God.
Was it her cousin, her nephew? Or I'm trying to look up the information.
Somebody. Yeah,
I wish I would have stuck with that show. I think it was cute. I just didn't have the time to watch it.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit on TV. What did you think about Marlo's mom? That was interesting.
I think Marlo is so sad. It's really depressing.
I mean, I didn't realize that's who her nephews was living with her, and then had to kick him out of the house and stuff. That's terrible.
She's gone.
It's just like, it makes you
missing for days.
It's just like, Marlo doesn't have everything. She's never had everything she needed to like be a normal functioning person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in terms of all the shit she's dealt with. So it makes sense how she is who she is.
Makes you have so much more compassion for Marlo mm-hmm. after you see that. Mm-hmm. And you've at first, the mom looks normal, their relationship, they're sitting there acting, but then they're fighting. So they have to be out in public. And
when they got in the fashion store and brought up the dude, it all went left, where you're just like, oh this is God. The real shit between them. Like, yeah, it's uncomfortable.
And she didn't treat Marlo, you know, she didn't take care of her.
Like, when you see parents, kids being parents to parents, it's really, that's like so hard to see, because like, I, you know, we're lucky enough to have parents who are our parents forever. Mm-hmm. Like, I call them right now if I got a flat tire, you know. It's
right,
like, just that
I know.
Having
we're so
that
lucky.
Reversal is tricky. You can tell it's like a battle. Yeah,
that she surpassed her mom, and her mom is almost like a child. Yeah.
Yes, totally like a child.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
It's some heavy shit. Those little boys, I feel bad for them.
Ugh. Listen, hope they make it through the bullshit.
I do too. Hopefully they go the complete opposite way.
I liked like Ross hanging out with the nephews. That was nice. I mean, obviously a little forced, like here's the person to like do a male activity with you, but at least like they seem to have fun with him.
Yeah.
Like, nice conversations. Like, that is a good A for effort there.
And if Sonya has a baby, don't really care. Good for you either way. You
don't
know,
either.
Yeah.
Seemed like she flipped the script when he was like, I don't care. And then she's like, well, now I want one. It's like, okay.
Get this IUD out of me. Rip it out tonight.
Now we're on the same page. Reverse.
That was weird.
Herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little odd. Yeah.
I didn't understand where that was coming from.
Some people think like Atlanta's really boring this season. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was
good
cute.
Season. Yeah. I don't need like we've said, I don't need everyone to be Beverly Hills, and that's okay. You know? It's like, you can only take so much of it. You need some like shade and fashion shows and like Atlanta-ness in your life.
I think it feels, if you watched an old school Housewives season, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, I agree.
Just cute, pleasant, nice. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. Talking about cute and pleasant, let's talk about Beverly Hills. Man. Okay. Listen, to me, there's nothing. There are some moments before this, but the end of the episode is like, I still cannot believe that. Okay. I saw this clip earlier with Jennifer Lawrence and the guy from Atlanta who I love.
I saw that. Yeah.
Okay. And they're talking about Housewives. And
Atlanta,
she's like,
the show.
Atlanta, the show. Okay. Yeah. He's a great actor. I think his name's like something Patrick Henry or something.
He's lovable.
They're talking about Atlanta. Or not Atlanta, about
Beverly Hills.
She's she needs a publicist. Like, she needed a publicist yesterday. And it's like, that's the thing to me. It's like, it's unbelievable that she, to me, thinks what she's doing is a good idea in any sense. And then it just shows you how cold and terrible of a human being she is. If like multiple people are telling her to shut up and she like won't. Like, she literally won't stop saying the craziest. We've never heard like somebody being this like callous is crazy to see in real life, like crazy. Where they're almost like, what the fuck are you saying?
It's unlike anything we've ever seen. It's even beyond and there's layers that we all don't even know about. What are her lawyers saying to her? Usually people shut up and their lawyers tell them, do not say anything. She shouldn't be on the show.
Because she could have easily said, I feel so much compassion for these people and I feel terrible about what's happened, but I've been advised by my attorneys that the best thing for me to do is just wait the legal process out, and it breaks my heart, but I have to wait. That sounds like bullshit, but whatever. At least you're showing sympathy. Like to just,
she's a nasty bird.
To just double down on like, no, it's like, it's insane.
She is
so, seen anything like it
over some dumbass earrings. Over people earrings. Just want you to give your dumb earrings away.
But see, like, this is the whole point.
Let the process play out.
She is showing everyone the type of person she is, like, period. Because it's not even about the earrings. It's the fact that she's saying things like, I don't give a fuck about anybody else but me. The only person all of you should be concerned about is me. She's like a narcissist. It's crazy.
She's so honest. Yeah, she's like a psychopath. Yeah. And it's just mind-blowing. And Crystal even wasting her time talking to her. She's like, it's like talking to a demon.
Yeah, you're not going to get anywhere.
Cite it. When she's screaming, cite it. It's very funny. I'm almost laughing when I'm watching her. Cite it. Not my victims.
Like, and it's just like, what? Yeah, it was wild.
Let it play out in the court of law.
I mean, when Lisa Rinna, I also love that they're showing her with her edible. Like when it starts to like, when Lisa Rinna is trying to round her up, it's like, all right, we gotta go. It's like, it was weird to me because they all just sat there like watching it, you know? And it was like, everybody could see that like, she was like just trying to get her out of there and not even saying like what you said was wrong or just like we gotta separate. And it was bizarre. They all just
was actually
it.
Pretty nice of Lisa. Seems in other like, housewives, they would just let her. It was actually like maybe they really are friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Erica actually innocent and she's losing and she's flipping out because she's really didn't know anything? I still don't believe she didn't know anything, or maybe. I mean, I guess I didn't even realize he took the money. So she thought he was spending money on other things and never knew that he. So maybe. And she's just so innocent that she just could care less anything that she says she believes because she didn't know. Or I mean,
it's just not even about that, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. Like, no. Yeah.
I'm just
wondering where her brain comes from. Yeah. Should be locked up.
It's just the callousness. It's wild because it seems
dumb earrings
when everyone around you is like, shut up. You really want to say that? Like, and are trying to, you like, even the way Kyle's like, I want you to, like, she really wanted, she just wanted her to say what everybody wanted to hear, which was like, I'm sorry. I'm upset. I shouldn't have said that.
Who wants to hear that? She doesn't mean it. Yeah.
But she won't give people that because she's that cold.
She doesn't mean it.
She just won't.
Yeah.
She doesn't mean it and she won't say it. And it's like, even then they're throwing her bones left, right, and center. She won't take a single one. She just won't do it.
And it shows why she married some old crazy man. And maybe it makes her more guilty because she really is this nasty. Who knows?
And the way
she's definitely talking to the old man still.
There's some, yeah. I mean, it's just the lack of regard.
What about the facts?
The law matters. It's like all of a sudden you're Law and Order. Like, calm down. I mean,
it was fascinating television.
It was fascinating. I mean, she was saying shit like, I won't do anything that's not required by me by the law. It's like, are we on Love After Lockup or Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? What's happening?
Unless I really made a difference in this world and I have that much money and I'm really helping people. Like, I saw a homeless man today who he's asking for bandages and his like leg has all got some open sore. And it's like, this world is so sad. You drive to the Padre game and you just see all the tents. I can't, you know, Los Angeles, it's just so sad. And there are these people with all this money. I don't even know how you wear what is it, $100,000 ear, 200, what was it, the price, how you can wear that so much ridiculous. In earrings when you in the, and then she's like, no, they're 1.3, maybe 800,000.
Yeah.
She said,
yeah,
how you can wear that, how you can have all that crap where you could sell it and you could help kids that are living in freaking homes, or, you know, buy Christmas presents for kids and try to make their lives better. I just don't understand how material things can, you would even want them.
It's
like
it's
that. Insane. It's sickening.
And just when, I mean, but see, this is how it's like in her brain. Like she, I think she truly believes that like this is all still up in the air.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's, oh, we don't know.
And she got and away with some of it from that freaking article, right? But see, this is the problem
when you're arguing with people like this, is it's like, if somebody's not in reality, you can't reason with
yeah.
them. If somebody's yelling at you that a fact, I mean, this is what we're dealing with in this country.
She's not
somebody's
in reality.
Yelling at you that a fact isn't a fact. And you're like, but it's a yeah. fucking fact. They're like, it's not a fact. It's like, what do you do with that? You get
it's like talking
do.
To a QAnon person. Yeah,
exactly. You know what I mean? So it's like, if that's the problem is, and then all of a sudden the fact isn't the fact because this crazy person's yelling at you, telling you it's not real. And now you're trapped in it. It's ridiculous.
And Garcelle is like, don't even start this talk with her in the restaurant. It's not like all of a sudden she's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to give these earrings away. And it's never going to yeah. happen. She's no. sick. Yeah. She was married to a criminal. Two birds of a feather flock together.
Right.
You know, maybe Bernie or, Madoff's little wife was innocent. Who knows? But most of the time,
like,
they know
what
they're sleeping
in bed victims.
With.
It's like, you are
a
horrible.
Piece of shit. Yeah.
Because it's not even like, again, marriage is a union.
Yeah.
So if Tyler went out and murdered 15 people and you were out front being like, not my victim.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, you have no compassion that the person you were married to just killed an entire house of people. You know what I mean? Like, it's
yeah.
just, it doesn't, that's the problem. It's like, it's, you're tied together. Like you say, all this shit you have is because of him. So what are we like, you didn't make all this money. And if he
we
did
saw
and you're owning
way, yeah.
this shit, it's just, oh God.
We saw the way he talked to her, shut her up. She yeah. obviously there were some dark things going on, and a couple seasons ago he's talking about being on Roy Rogers whatever cowboy movie. He it wasn't that out of it. I guess it can come on quick, but I just don't believe that she's just so in the dark and all of a sudden everything's just up in arms in her life. And then even when we met her, there was always a cold darkness about her. It's not like we're so shocked. And it'd be even like a Kyle who she's got her dark moments or, you know, I don't know. There was always something yeah. weird about her. That was, she was keeping a distance.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It was there.
She never was open, never vulnerable.
No.
And now she's
and
finally
this
getting
is...
drunk and letting it loose and she can't
exactly.
even contain it. Yeah.
And just like Kyle said, because it's nice for her to like be loose about it. It's like, you listen, you wanted to see the real Erica. Here she is in all of her
right.
glory. What are you going to do with this shit? That's the real question. It's like, is this reprehensible behavior? To me, it is. Do they see it that way? I don't know.
I don't know how Bravo keeps her on.
I know. It's crazy.
Especially after the freaking Hulu thing where we've all met, we've seen, we've heard these people's stories. When she's talking, all I can think of is that poor kid who got burned from the inside out.
Ugh, I know.
And they have no money. She's wearing these dumbass earrings.
It's the best
sick.
Hulu thing that they've made. All those documentaries are dumb.
Yeah, it was really compelling.
It was.
But Kathy with the liquor is hilarious.
Hilarious.
Kyle, what? Really quick. Kyle comes off like a piece of garbage, materialistic psychopath too, to me. When she's making fun of Kathy's little bag.
It's there's something happening between the two of them, because again, like I said, last season she would have been kissing her ass. And this season she's like purposely trying to make like belittle her to like take the upper hand. I think it's because she like Kathy was so popular. I think she's trying to kind of like stomp her down or something. It's
yeah.
weird.
If I saw someone wearing slippers, I wouldn't give a flying F about them, and I wouldn't call their daughters to gossip about the dumb slippers and then make her, you know, be like, you gotta throw them out. And
yeah,
I can't believe you'd wear that purse. Kathy's so rich, I think you get it to a point where you don't care about all that stuff.
Right It was weird. It looks like next week they really get into it, which I cannot wait for.
Is everybody dying for Dorit and Mauricio to be screwing behind closed doors, or is there a chance that's not happening? Right. I mean, obviously, what?
Is that the rumor?
Yeah. When they were kind of sitting at the end of the table, like lovingly talking, everybody picks it apart and I'm right along with them sucked into it. But that would be the most insane thing in the entire planet. Right.
It would. I don't think that's happening.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child with the maid is on Dancing with the Stars too. What a world.
I saw this. I know.
Good for him.
So ridiculous. These casts. Oh God.
Erica had three knee surgeries. I thought that was interesting. What'd she need three knee surgeries for? She rolled down the canyon too?
Them on the, do you consider, have you, I guess, have you gone skiing a lot because you're in Rochester?
I've gone. Yeah, I used to go when I was a kid.
Do you consider it a workout?
It would make you sore the next day, but it's not like a, activity, I would say. You're definitely probably burning calories. If you did it every day,
you want to go
your butt would be toned.
You consider,
but it's
not. I was
just—it's not like a traditional run, I would say. But if you were skiing every day, you would be in shape. Like I went snowboarding one time, and I—you have to have such abs of steel to like hop up and like you do have to be in shape. But you know, 90-year-old people are out there skiing, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. What's the age where it's like, listen, Grandpa, you're gonna break your hip. Let's get off the course. You know?
Yeah.
Got to be a year where you got to call it.
Yeah. If you can't get an erection, your skis are gone.
Right. All right. On that note, we're out of here.
Guess what? Bye, guys.
We'll be back before you know it. We love you.